Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Monsters Among Us. I'm your guide, Derek Hayes. It's great to be with you this evening. A rainy, dreary evening on my end. Just the kind we like around here. And just the kind of day that's all too common where tonight's episode takes place. It's the fifth most populated state, the second state admitted to the Union. All the way back in 1787. Named after Sir William Penn, an English admiral and politician. And nicknamed the Keystone State, due to its crucial location amid the original 13 colonies. If you haven't figured it out yet, tonight we're talking all about Pennsylvania. And we're going to kick things off here this evening with a story involving two Pennsylvania staples. The city of Pittsburgh, and the Carnegie family. Please welcome Eric to the program.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling about two episodes I had years ago in and around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Eric. I had a job I was doing working on a triplex in Carnegie. It was like a huge mansion from 100 years ago. Big building, and the owner worked with a computer firm, and he wanted the whole top floor renovated, and had done carpeting, painting the whole floor, all new kitchen, and I remember doing the plumbing. It was like an open floor plan too, so there was no real doors or anything, but the stairs were in the center, wrapping around, going all the way up, and every time I'd going to work, I would close the door and lock it behind me because the other tenants, I didn't want them, coming in or whatever. And I remember working under the sink in the kitchen, and I heard an old lady cough, from that center stairway. I could tell exactly where it was coming from. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and it just felt really weird and odd. And I just kept working and tried ignoring it. eventually, in like a minute or two, I remember like turning up the radio so I couldn't hear anything else. And then, you know, probably like 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I went down the stairs to make sure the door was closed and locked still. And it was. Yeah, that was it. You know, nothing really crazy there, just really odd and weird. And that was about 25 years ago. Another episode I had about 11, 12 years ago, I was working for HUD, for a senior housing development outside the city in Lawrenceville. And it was an 8-story high rise. And they were renovating, if you could envision a building 8 stories tall and about 20 units on each floor. And they would like split the whole building in half, and they would demolish and renovate each floor going up on one side. And then people would move in, and then people would be living on the other side. And then we would pick up their belongings and move them into the renovated half. And then they would demolish and renovate from the top going down on the other side. And this was at a stage, I believe it was a third floor on the second phase, where I had to move a resident's belongings from the side of that building to another unit. And I remember boxing up belongings and, you know, picking up furniture, putting them on carts. I was working alone, and I heard, it was like a yell, scream, like, help me, help me. But it was weird. It was like through a megaphone, through a radio. It wasn't like a real, you know, like person calling, but, you know, somebody help me, you know. And yeah, I was the facilities manager there, so I had a pass key, a master key, and I went to every room on that floor looking for the person that yelled, help me, help me. And I went to every room and nobody was home. I went upstairs, downstairs. But, you know, the sound I heard was like pretty close. Yeah, that really freaked me out, because previously I would always hear, you know, stories or rumors. I remember one resident saying like she would get a knock on the door every night between like 2 or 4 in the morning. And she would look through the little, you know, peephole and nobody there. And I would hear different stories about people seeing stuff. And that's just another weird little experience I had. Can't explain it. That's about it.
Thank you, Eric, for kicking us off. It's never good to hear someone yell, help me, paranormal or not. That's the kind of thing that'll make your skin crawl. Now, in the interest of squeezing in as many calls as I can here tonight, let's move right along. And speaking of things you don't want to hear, Holly is here with another perfect example.
Hi, Derek. My name is Holly. I live in a small town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And a story on season 15, episode 13, jogged my memory and reminded me of something that happened at the beginning of this year. It was one morning after my husband had left for work. I was in the kitchen getting ready for the day, packing my lunch, etc. And I heard what sounded like my husband say, Fee, gotta go out. So our dog's name is Phoebe. And whenever my husband would take his lunchbox out to his truck and start his truck for the day, he would ask her if she needs to go out. And I knew that he had already left for the day, but the dog and I just kind of looked at each other like, is he still here? Did he come back? I looked around the house and he had not come back. And then maybe a week or so later, I was running errands and my husband was home with our daughter. And when I got home, he told me he was changing her diaper in her room. And it sounded like I had come home and I said hello or something. I don't remember exactly what he said. He heard my voice say, but him and my daughter both looked at each other again, just like me and the dog. And she started saying, Mama. And when they came out of the room, I wasn't home yet. So We didn't see each other's doppelgangers. We just heard each other's voices. But yeah, so that's a weird, similar story that happened to us. And I wanted to send it in. Thanks.
Thank you, Holly. The mimicked voices of family members. Like I said, something you never want to hear. But I'll tell you what you do want to hear are the rest of tonight's entries, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. But first, this quick message from one of tonight's sponsors.
It's the return of Ernest Scrooge. First meeting of this season.
Let's face it, a lot of holiday gifts end up in a drawer, the back of your closet, or accidentally left at your cousin's house. Well, not this one. Mint Mobile is offering unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. That's their best deal of the year, aka a holiday gift you'll actually use every single day. All Mint Mobile plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can even use your own phone with any plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. If you need a brand new number like we did, Mint Mobile can do that for you too. Even up here in the sticks, we have great coverage. I'm shocked by the quality and price of Mint Mobile compared to our old provider. And I'm kicking myself for not signing up for a Mint Mobile plan sooner. Take advantage of Mint Mobile's best deal of the year. You can get a 3, 6, or 12-month unlimited plan for only $15 a month. No contract and no nonsense. Don't get them socks. Get them premium wireless for $15 a month. Shop Mint Unlimited plans at mintmobile.com/MAU. That's mintmobile.com/MAU. Limited time offer. Upfront payment of $45 for a 3-month, $90 for 6-month, or $180 for 12-month plans. Equivalent to $15 per month. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan terms only. Speeds above 35 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
You can't stop buying sneakers.
Exclusive experience.
All right, back into the action. And this time with a little bit of ghost hunting tossed in. So please welcome Justin to tonight's program.
Hey, Derek. This is Justin, the fireman from southwestern Pennsylvania again. So me and this dude were hanging out one night, you know, just kicking it bored, and we end up hitting up these two girls we were interested in. The two girls come and pick us up, and we go, and we're like, man, what are we going to do? Let's do something. So we're like, let's go ghost hunting. Let's go get in something spooky, you know? It's late at night, and we're like, yeah, let's do that. So we're looking up, like, notorious haunted places around us. This old South Point Mental Institute in Canonsburg, which was 15, 20 miles away from us, something like that. Nice little trip, you know, hang out in the car, listen to music, whatever. And it was obviously a dilapidated building. Everything was boarded up. We should not have been in the building. So we go out there. There's four of us. We have one flashlight. The rest are cell phone lights. Nothing serious, you know. Going out, gigging around, doing stuff we shouldn't, being kids. So we go into this building, right? Spooky vibes, man. I mean, this building is an old mental institution. It's dilapidated, no power, you know, spray paint, graffitied walls. There's actually like a dirt ramp going up to an old window that's busted out. We had to climb through the window. I have the flashlight. So we go walking in to, like, I don't know, I guess it was like a kitchen area, and we're like, see the basement, looking down the basement steps and everything. We start to, like, I don't know what it was, but I know that it got really cold where we were in the kitchen area. And we started hearing things. Granted, it could have been critters, could have been anything else, but we got freaked out. The girls got freaked out. So we're like, okay, all right, that's cool. We've seen enough. Let's get out of here. So we go back to the room where we came into the window, and we're getting ready to go out. And I'm like last, you know, trying to be the tough guy for the girls, you know, with the flashlight, standing guard at the back. And the loudest, I mean, the loudest bang I ever heard in my life. Granted, it doesn't mean it's paranormal. It could have been a homeless person, anything. There was no one else around. I don't know what it was. But the loudest bang I ever heard in my life, short of a shotgun, I mean, it shook the whole building. Just my instinct right away was, I'm out. I'm gone. Self-preservation mode. Fight or flight. I wasn't fighting. I was out that window. But the bad part is, I was out the window with the flashlight and before everybody else. So the girls and my buddy are still in this room. I DD out the window, like face first style, tuck and roll, hope for the best. I land, roll, get up, start running. I literally turn around as the one girl is the final one jumping out of the window, landing on top of the other two. And I felt instantly terrible, and I knew that the chance that I had with this female was over, because I just left them high and dry. Like, I was gone, though. So I go running back over. I'm like, you guys okay? The one girl busted her knee up. It was a mess, right? So we all get out of there. Everybody stands up, run back to the car, get in the car. But one girl was crying. The other one's like, oh, my knee. You know, it was just a mess. What was that? I don't know. You left us. I heard the bang. I was gone. I wasn't sticking around to find out. I'm sorry. You should have been, like, right behind me. You should have went first. I don't know. So we leave. You know, they drop us off. We actually do end up hanging out again. Same group. Actually, it was five of us this time. Two of my buddies, me, and the two girls. We go back. This time, we ended up, you know, back in the South Point. We're exploring more. And this time, me and my buddies were drinking. The girls weren't drinking, but me and my buddies were drinking. And we go up to this old, like, common area, I guess it was, above the steps. You know, we're creeping around the hospital. We're taking our old time. Freaked out. I mean, I was just thinking of the bang the whole time, you know. And we got our cell phones out, and we sit in this common room. We're like, all right, let's do an EVP session. So we do an EVP session, and my buddy John and me were the only two talking, you know. The girls were down the other end. The other dude that was there was with them down the other end, like, sitting on the windowsill or whatever. Me and him were kind of in between the door of the common area and the door of the hallway. And we're, you know, talking, we're asking questions. And, man, I wish I still had the EVP recording. I had it for the longest time. So you hear me ask a question, you know, the basic common question, who are you? What did you die from? You know, what do you want? You know, what's death like? Blah, blah, blah. So as I'm talking, you know, I pause and wait for the response like you're supposed to. And everybody called me Poe growing up. That was my nickname. The first response was clearly an EVP, a whisper. I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but it was a whisper. And it said, "Pow!" Just like that. And obviously we didn't hear it in real time. This was later. We heard it, you know, we didn't listen to him then and there. And then the next EVP was, I said, "Don't be scared. Talk to us," you know, trying to be tough guy. I guess I'm probably provoking, like I shouldn't do. The next one is definitely a male, and he definitely wasn't whispering. It was kind of raspy. "We're not scared." Just like that. I obviously didn't hear anything in real time, but yeah, man. We ended up going home and calling it a night and listening to the EVPs. I think the one girl that I was interested in sent them to me the next day, and I heard them clear as day. She pointed them out. Like, it was insane. That was the first time I ever caught any evidence. But love the show. Do what you're doing, bro. Keep doing it. Appreciate you. Bye.
Thanks, Justin. No, you're certainly not going to impress anyone with that behavior. And like you said, there might not be any coming back from that. But capturing a few gnarly EVPs, well, that might be a good start. Now, as fun as it was to hear you reenact those recordings, Justin, the real thing would have been so much better. So hang on to those recordings, folks. You never know when you might have an opportunity to share them. Now, before we move on, full disclosure, I could not find South Point Mental Hospital near Canonsburg anywhere on the internet. But I did find the Western Center, a state-run facility for people with intellectual disabilities. It's located right there outside of Canonsburg. So perhaps South Point is some sort of local name for the establishment. Either way, from what I gather, the building is no longer there. It was razed to make room for a new commercial complex. So perhaps all this activity is still continuing on there as we speak. And perhaps someday, we'll get to hear all about it. Thank you again, Justin, for sharing the phone call. And folks, if you too have a story you would like to share here on the program, give our hotline a call at 888-608-NIGHT. That's 888-608-NIGHT. Or you can record a voice memo and send it to me at monstersamonguspodcast@gmail.com. Now, back to the stories. This time with Ashley from where else but Pennsylvania.
Hi, Derek. My name is Ashley, and I'm from Pittsburgh, PA. Although this first story that I have to share happened in a very small town in western Pennsylvania named Dunbar. Very, very small town. Anyway, when I was 5 years old, I was with my mother a lot in bed at night because I was, you know, just so little, and I loved being with my mom all the time. And one night, she was really, really in a deep sleep, and I was woken up by our front door jiggling, and it kind of threw me off for a minute. And I was so little that when the first time that it happened, I kind of just brushed it off, and I didn't wake up my mom. But then the next night, I was woken up by the same thing, the front door of our home. I could hear jiggling. Now, you may wonder how I could hear our front door being jiggled from the bedroom. It was a very tiny home, so I absolutely could hear our front door from my mom's bedroom. So the second time it happened, heard the jiggle, 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 and woke my mom up, and I said, "Mommy, I hear the door jiggling." And she kind of brushed it off and just said, "Oh, you know, it's probably a dream or just probably, you know, your imagination." And I was like, okay, you know, when your parent says that, you definitely think they're right. And so I just went back to sleep. Following night, heard the door jiggling again, woke my mom up right away. And this time my mom got up to check, nothing there. A few nights later, you know, that feeling you can get when you feel like someone's staring at you. I can get it now even as an adult, but as a kid, I could still tell if someone's looking at you or if you have eyes on you, get this certain feeling. Well, I woke up out of a sleep thinking and feeling someone's looking at me. Woke up and saw a very tall, lean man bent down over top of me, staring directly in my face. And I was frozen in fear. Couldn't move, couldn't speak, couldn't do anything. The only thing I could do was close my eyes so tightly. Because again, I was 5 years old, possibly going on 6, back in the late 80s. So at that time, I just didn't know what else to do except shut my eyes. So shut my eyes for a few seconds, opened them back up, and he was gone. To this day, I don't know who it was, and I remember the next morning, because I did eventually fall back to sleep, I woke up and told my mom. I was so freaked out, and when I talk about it to this day, I still get extremely scared. It's like, who was that? Why were they hovering over me? Why were they looking down at me? And my mom always says, you know, that my story has never changed. As a kid, when I would tell it, it would just be the exact same. That's the first creepy encounter I had. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ashley. Super creepy. and par for the course for the Keystone State. We wouldn't expect anything less. Now, folks, I have pale crawlers coming up. I have creatures, ghosts, and even a mysterious figure straight out of a sci-fi film. But first, we have to take another quick break. But don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Friday, December 12th at 9 p.m. Host celebrated voices.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
No hidden fees, ever.
Now, folks, according to the National UFO Reporting Center, Pennsylvania ranks fourth in the U.S. for UFO sightings, 5,317 as of November 1st. And what are the top cities in the state for UFOs, you might be asking? Well, tied at ninth is Easton and Bethlehem. 8 is Harrisburg, 7 is Lancaster, 6 is York, 5 is the Erie town of Erie. Allentown comes in at number 4, Reading at number 3, and wouldn't yins believe it, 2nd is none other than Pittsburgh. And finally, ranking in at number 1, with 228 sightings, is the city of Philadelphia. And you know, here is where I would normally play a UFO story from the state in question. But tonight, I won't be. Because despite the state being fourth in reports, I don't have a single UFO call out of the Keystone State. Which I admit is super odd. Odd enough that I'm bringing it up here tonight. So instead of playing a UFO call, let's play a story that just might involve the occupants of these mysterious objects. Please welcome Gabrielle to the show.
So this is Gabrielle from Pennsylvania. I just had the weirdest thing happen to me, and that's why I'm calling right now. So I work at a school district, and it's about 20 minutes away from my house. Every single day, I have to commute home. And I typically take the highway just because it's a little faster compared to taking all the back roads. But today, when I was driving home, I always get off on this specific exit. It's exit 77, but exit 80 is also an exit I can take to get home. But it's a little further up, so it's easier for me to take 77, be able to get off the road. There's less, like, detouring, less traffic I have to deal with. But today, as I was driving home, I somehow completely missed my exit. I'm not actually sure what happened, because at one point I was driving down the road and it was a little bit before my exit, and then all of a sudden I'm a lot further down the road, noticing that the mile marker is reading like 77.5, which means I completely missed my exit. I just took the exit 80 to get home, but I don't remember ever seeing exit 77 as I was driving home. So, not sure if that's a little bit of a time thing. I wasn't paying attention to my clock, so I can't unfortunately say if I'm missing time or anything, or it's a glitch in the matrix. I'm not sure, but I missed my exit. Thankfully, it doesn't take me much to get back home, so that's the good news. I have more stories to tell, but again, thank you guys for the podcast so much. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Well, was this an alien abduction? A time lapse? A glitch in the matrix? Or did Gabrielle simply zone out just long enough to overshoot her off-ramp? I'll let you be the judge on that. And thank you again, Gabrielle, for calling in. Now, folks, this next one centers around hauntings. And like UFOs, the state is full of them. And here with her very own homegrown ghost is Shelley. Welcome to the program.
My name is Shelley, and I live in eastern Pennsylvania near the Poconos. That is where this story takes place. And this happened back in the early 1980s, so it was quite a while ago. After I got married to who is now my ex, we bought a house, and it was kind of outside the town we lived in. It was on the side of a mountain, and the house was about 200 years old. So it was very small, but they had built onto it through the years. Like, there was a bathroom off to one end, and then they virtually doubled the size of the house recently before we bought it. And we were comfortable in it, but I started having recurring dreams. They started out the same, and then they would have different endings as you went along until eventually they became horrific nightmares. And the start of the dream would always be that I would wake up and I'd be paralyzed in bed, hearing footsteps coming up the stairs, up the hall, towards the bedroom, and I couldn't do anything about it. And the various endings became bad after there was a kidnapping in the dream, and then finally, there was an axe murder. That was horrific. The weird thing about the dreams is that our stairway was carpeted, and in the dream, it was definitely steps on hardwood stairs, and it sounded like a man because it was a heavier tread. So the guy I was married to was very meat and potatoes, and he was a skeptic of anything that didn't make sense or couldn't be proven. So I never said anything until one morning we woke up and he said, "I had the strangest dream." And honest, my blood ran cold because I just knew that the dream he had was related to mine, and it was. So in this dream, at the end, you know, you were paralyzed and you could hear the footsteps approaching, but finally I could move. And in it, I was in a shooter stance with a pistol aimed at the bedroom doorway. His was exactly the same, except instead of a pistol, he had a rifle. We must have taken this dream seriously because we decided that from there on out, when we were sleeping, the bedroom door had to be closed. And he loaded a rifle and put it under the bed. So after that, I only had the dream a few times. Like, he would come to bed after me and forget to shut the door. And I'd have the dream. And it would wake me up. I'd get out of bed and shut the door, and I'd be fine after that. When we first moved in the house, we had a puppy. And we just thought, we got a strange dog because he would look like he was chasing on somebody's heels, going forward, prancing, backing up, pawing the air, just like he would if he was playing with somebody. And we didn't think anything about it until we started hearing the footsteps upstairs. They would usually occur when we're downstairs later at night and you'd hear the heel toe in the hallway outside the bedroom where we had the dreams, same area. He would go storming upstairs and of course nobody would ever be there. So I was thinking, okay, we got a ghost. But I never said anything until one night our dog went to bed before us. He went up to the master bedroom and all of a sudden we heard this racket where it sounded like he was trying to run on the hardwood and a huge crash. So my ex gets up off the couch and declares that damn ghost is after my dog and he goes storming up. He did find that the bedroom door was shut and our dog was cowering in the corner. He was shivering. So we don't know what happened, but something scared our dog. The thing about the ghost was that it wasn't always there, but you could tell when it was there, there was a difference in the energy. And it was especially bad, like in the winter when I would come home first and you could just walk in and feel the energy in the house was different. And you could hear him walking around in the old part of the house. And the dog and I would just sit at the kitchen table until either my ex came home or the ghost would go away. So maybe it was that reason we didn't tell people about it. It did affect people, though. Like one time my ex was on a hunting trip and I had my cousin come down and stay with me. And I was doing something in the kitchen and I came back into the living room and she was sitting on the couch white as a ghost. And she said, "Who's upstairs?" And yep, you could hear him walking around. And I had to tell her we had a ghost. And I tried to comfort her by saying that the bedroom that we were going to sleep in was safe because it was a newer part of the house. Then we actually had four people that saw the ghost. I never did, but I had two cousins stay over and a couple from college at different times. And the area that we would use as a guest room, it was a big hall at the top of the stairs, which ironically is where we heard the footsteps, but that's where we kept the fold-out couch. And they all saw the same thing. Like they'd wake up in the middle of the night and there would be a man walking back and forth at the foot of their bed, who they would think first would be my ex, but then they realized that the man was older and he had silver hair and they were too scared to do anything or call out. So eventually it would just disappear. So the marriage wasn't working. So we separated. I got an apartment and for a while I would come home and we tried to work it out. One of the final times when I got into my apartment, I got a call from him saying that he went back in the house after I drove away and there was all this racket upstairs in the bedroom. And he went upstairs and every picture of me was face down on the bureau, like something had come in and just knocked him over, which made me think I was the problem. And apparently I was, because he did get remarried and they stayed in the house for a little bit and we were on good terms. So I would have to call once in a while with questions about taxes or something. I'd say, "So how's the ghost? Have you heard him? Have you seen him?" And the answer was always no. And I took it to mean that I was a paranormal magnet, which turns out I am. The house is still there. I don't get up in the Poconos very much, but when I do and I'm in that area, I'll like drive by and I'll think, what is going on in that house? So that's my story. And thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shelley. That poor pup. And what a revelation to have that you are the connection. Frankly, I think it's incredible that you were able to deduce all that, Shelley. Although I think the downward-facing photos was a pretty good clue. But you know, when it comes to hauntings in the Quaker State, the phenomena extends beyond homes in the Poconos. The following list of haunted Pennsylvania places was pulled from visitpa.com. Hillview Manor, in Newcastle. In operation from 1926 to 2004, the facility served as a home for the mentally ill, elderly, and financially destitute. Visitors report hearing voices and footsteps, and even seeing numerous apparitions, including patients peeking out of rooms, a young boy, and a man who offers to take guests' photos for just $1. The Selma Mansion in Norristown, a federal-style home with a storied past. The Selma Mansion is one of the oldest structures in Norristown, dating back to 1794. This historic home is said to be haunted by members of the various families who once resided and died on the property. Reports include disembodied voices, the overpowering scent of roses, shadow figures, and a presence lurking behind closed doors. Then there's the historic Hotel Bethlehem over in Bethlehem. Built in 1741, the hotel is the hangout of many friendly ghosts, including an 1800 stage star who sings and dances for the guests in the lobby, a welcoming Bethlehem tour guide who greets guests in the boiler room, and a former landlady who appears without shoes or stockings. And finally, we have the Cathedral of Learning in Pittsburgh, a nearly 100-year-old 42-story Gothic Revival skyscraper that looms over the University of Pittsburgh's campus. Nearly every floor is said to have some form of paranormal activity, including, but not limited to, cold spots, large pieces of furniture moving on their own, shadowy apparitions, flickering lights, the smell of baked bread, swaying chandeliers, and the sound of a piano playing. And when we come back, perhaps the most haunted place on the planet, let alone Pennsylvania. So please, don't touch that dial.
A great adventure.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
A Nimrod who almost pulled it off.
Now a call from what many believe to be the most haunted place in Pennsylvania, while others argue it's the most haunted place in the country, while still a few others claim it to be the most active place on the globe. However you cut it, Gettysburg is a place synonymous with tragedy and the paranormal. please welcome Tom to tonight's program.
Hey, Derek and MAU fans. Tom from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with one of those Gettysburg stories. Good old Gettysburg. Got a job with the state about 25 years ago, so I had to relocate to Harrisburg. And with the close proximity to Gettysburg and the historical buff that I am, I'd constantly visit the battlefield. So for a Father's Day gift, my ex-wife got us a night at a haunted bed and breakfast. And then this took place on August 31st, 1997. The date will come back in significance later on in the story. And the plan was, after dinner, to just do the drive-through tour of the battlefield. Had a wonderful dinner, and when we did the tour, it was perfect time. It was when the sun was going down, right before the moon was coming up. Nice and haunting. Made the left-hand turn on the straightaway approaching Devil's Den. And when you go to Gettysburg in the summer, you just have to assume there's going to be tons of reenactors there. So as we made the left-hand turn, I paused and for what we assumed was a reenactor crossing the road. A young man, canteen, and I would describe him as looking like the kid in high school who was only like in ninth grade or eighth grade, but was extremely big for his age, chubby, and had the premature beard growth. Not quite the full beard, just the scraggly sideburn, beard, mustache, etc. But a face no more than 15 years old, if that. Dirty face, etc. And what struck my attention, and even my ex-wife, as we talked about it later, was the shoes. The shoes were just, I looked at them and I said, man, those look authentic. They were the brown, leathery, up to the ankle, untied, black shoelaces, ripped and torn. I remember the details because they look so darn authentic. So he crosses the road, and sure enough, I'm talking not even 1,002. Look in the rearview mirror, side mirror. My ex-wife goes, is he gone? Yes, he had disappeared. And in this area where you make the left-hand turn, where he was crossing the road, absolutely no boulders anywhere for this person to hide, especially that quick. As I said, where he made the crossing, the only boulder there was a small little rock that went up to about your ankle. This apparition disappeared, plain and simple. So, you know, we were like astounded and we talked about it and continued our drive. Got back to the bed and breakfast and, you know, after dinner and everything, my ex said, I'm going to turn in and go to bed. I still had some nervous energy and I said, well, there's a pub down below. I'm going to go and have a pint of ale. And I go down to the pub, and as soon as I sit at the bar stool, the bartender had her back to me, and I look up on the TV, and the date, August 31st, 1997, tragically there on CNN, Lady Di just had her tragic car accident. And I was like, wow, you know, what an evening, what a confluence of events. The first apparition I've ever seen in my life, ex-wife's only apparition she's ever seen, and Lady Di gets into a car accident and dies. By the way, nothing happened at the bed and breakfast. I went upstairs, woke up my wife, told her what happened, and, you know, we just said, what a crazy evening. Fast forward about a week later, the first chance I got to go back to that site of the apparition, I went. And this was around lunchtime. I drove down to the exact site, pulled over. I get out. I'm looking around. There's a plaque. And to paraphrase, the plaque said, where that boy crossed, there was a battle that took place with soldiers from Allegheny and Beaver County. And me and my ex-wife, born and raised in Allegheny, moved to Beaver County before we moved to Harrisburg. So I just thought that was, you know. So there you go, Derek. Love the show. Keep it spooky. And being a Steeler fan with Will Howard now, OH.
Thank you, Tom. Now, we certainly couldn't have an all-Pennsylvania episode without a visit to Gettysburg. and what a stop it was. All those coincidences. If that was in fact what they were. But the ghostly soldier certainly tops the bill. And it was just last week that we talked about a possible vampire sighting in this tiny, formerly war-torn town. Sure does sound like quite the place. And Tom, as a diehard but frustrated Bengals fan, I don't think I can support anything from Pittsburgh. But as an Ohioan, I can't help but return your OH with a hearty IO. Thanks again, Tom, for calling in. Now, folks, this next story explores the wild side of the state. Please welcome Kim to the program.
My name's Kim. I'm from Home, Pennsylvania. It was a night, it was probably in the summer, and I was driving home. I just dropped my friend off. I'm guessing I was young. I just got my driver's license. It was dark. And I saw something on the side of the road. So I slowed down and stopped. It looked like a Black Panther. And I didn't believe it, but my car was stopped. And then it like went out in front of my car, looked at me, and then it went into the woods. It felt like I sat there for 10 minutes. There was no one else coming down the road. And then I drove home and went into my parents' house and basically collapsed because it was just like, I just saw this thing and it didn't scare me, but it was just like, what the hell? I just saw a Black Panther and I live in Western Pennsylvania. And my parents just looked at me like I was nuts. Like, you didn't see a Black Panther, you saw a bobcat, you saw whatever. I'm like, nope, I know what a bobcat looks like. This is not a bobcat. But since then, I'm now 47, this is when I was 16, this is probably back in the 80s. I've had so many experiences, I think I might be sensitive, but that is something that has stood out to me. I'm not crazy, but I saw it with my own eyes, and it was incredible, and no one believed me, so this cut my mouth shut. But thank you for giving me a platform to share that. I'm sorry for crying. You have a great day.
Thank you, Kim. I've been there, Eastern Ohio, and I saw the exact same thing. And you can hear how much this has affected Kim. It's right there in her voice. When you see things you can't explain, it really seems to rock what you thought you knew about the world. So no apologies needed here, Kim. We completely understand how you feel. And thank you again for sharing the phone call.
There's no better place to get in on the action than
one other opportunity winner in here.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. GhostBed, the coolest beds in the world.
I hope you've enjoyed the Miles Pine. We're out of time today.
Now, we've already heard about one monster in the Keystone State, so let's explore another. Please welcome this anonymous caller to tonight's program.
Hi, Derek. I just got done listening to Season 19, Episode 46, The Secret Story at the End with the Pale Crawler, and it's got me shaken. So I'm going to remain anonymous because this is actually a story of what happened to my son, and he's 16, so he's still a minor. But I will let you know, we do live in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. We live on the end of a long dirt road up against 30,000 acres of game land, so it's a pretty isolated area. And my son, just to give a little background, has grown up doing Civil Air Patrol. He's an Eagle Scout. He is very comfortable outdoors, and he knows the animals that are local to the area. He also likes to spend a lot of time in the backyard under the floodlights up against the woods doing things we don't let him do in the house, like wood burning or welding, stuff like that. And sometimes he'll be out there pretty late. Well, one night he was working on a project after dark under the lights, and all of a sudden he comes tearing into the house, goes running right past me into my husband's office. And I hear them talking, and my husband told him it was probably just a bear or whatever. After that, he has not gone out in the backyard after dark. So one day I asked him, because it was really bothering me, I'm like, well, what's going on? What, did you see a bear and now you're not going out at night? And he said, Mom, I don't know what it was. I was working on a project and I heard something in the bushes at the dark side of the light line. And I look and I can kind of see an outline of something crouching in the bushes, but it was staring back at me. And wild animals don't do that. And it was too big to be a raccoon or a possum. It was too small to be a bear. It looked like it was crouching down, and wild animals don't do that. So then I took a couple steps forward, and all of a sudden it jumped up and ran off into the woods. And I said, well, maybe it was, you know, some kind of rare wild cat, a mountain lion or something. I don't even know if we have those around here, but something like that. He said it looked like it was crouching like a cat. And then he said something that just gives me chills even telling you now. He said, but Mom, it ran off on two legs. And I said, well, what do you mean, like a person? And he said, not like any person I've ever seen. The best way I can describe it is it looked like a pale, bald, tall, skinny person jumped out of the bush and just took off into the woods. And, you know, it's been on my mind. Didn't really talk to him much about it after that. But when I've heard about the pale crawler, it gave me chills. Also should note, my son is, of his friends, he's the skeptic. He's the one that they'll say, oh, Bigfoot. And he'll say, oh, it's just a hunter in a ghillie suit. Or they'll say, oh, I saw eyes 8 feet tall. And he'll say, oh, it was an owl on a tree. So it's not like him. Like, I'm a big fan of the paranormal, but he's more of a skeptic. So it really's got me worried as a mom. Anyway, thanks for letting me call in. And I'm looking forward to seeing if my story makes it to your show. Bye.
Sounds like the infamous pale crawler to me as well, caller. Thanks for ringing in. Now, wouldn't you know that big black cats and tall white humanoids aren't the only creatures thought to wander the expanses of Pennsylvania? There is also the Waterford Sheepman, akin to a goatman creature that terrorized the town of Waterford in the early 1970s. It stalked and killed livestock, and it was witnessed by hundreds of townsfolk. Then there's the Albatwitch, a Bigfoot-esque creature that stands 4 feet tall and lives in the woods near Chickies Rock in Colombia. Known for stealing apples, its name derived from the translation of the term apple snitch in Pennsylvania Dutch. Then you have the Trotterhead, a witch or goblin-like figure in Pennsylvania Dutch folklore, said to protect cemeteries and bring about nightmares. Then we have the Jawoggle. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Clinton County's official monster, a 6-foot-tall bipedal wolf-shaped creature with bird-like claws and hooves for feet. Now, it's not with a monster that we end things here tonight. At least, I don't think so. Brandon, get on in here and scare these people silly.
Hi, Derek. This is Brandon from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, about 30 minutes north of Pittsburgh, I'd say. And this particular story took place in Grove City, Pennsylvania, which is about another hour away. I was out doing a delivery for work, bringing a pallet of stuff out for customers in our work pickup truck. And it was a clear day, really hot for what it should have been, you know, that time of year. And this was maybe a month or so ago. And as I get to the customer and get unloaded, the guy comes out on a forklift and a couple other guys come out with him just to chat. And the guy on the forklift asks us, you know, do you guys see that over there? And starts pointing over to the road. And we're all like, no, what? And as soon as I turn and look, there's a guy in full hazmat garb, like neon yellow, like stereotypical rainbow colored hazmat suit with like thick winter gloves and thick winter boots. And he was wearing like one of those N95 face masks too. So the only thing you could really see on this guy were his eyes. And he was almost abnormally tall, like well over 6 foot something. And he just looked so out of place and so off. Even the way he was walking, it looked like he didn't really know how. And his arms were moving in a really exaggerated motion. It almost looked like he was dancing while he was walking, is the best way I can describe it. And as he's doing this weird dance walk, a kid comes up from the opposite direction of him on a bicycle, and he stops the kid and has like a little chat with him, and then, you know, sends the kid on his way. And I'm just, you know, in a trance, just staring at this guy, seeing what he's gonna do. And one of the other guys that was helping unload my truck asked if he knew that guy. Like, he yelled at the guy, like, hey, make sure someone knows him. And the dude in the hazmat suit just kept walking. And then he eventually stops and sees me and gives this, like, really exaggerated, like, full arm wave at me before walking away. And I could kind of tell that he was smiling really big under that face mask. Like, his eyes looked like they were scrunched up, like you would if you were giving a really big grin at somebody. And he just kept walking. And the way this warehouse I was at was positioned is that there's the security shack right at the entrance. But other than that, you can see the road just fine. And it's almost a one-way road. There's no way that you can, you know, lose someone if you're looking at that road. There's not really anything intersecting, no woods or anything. It's perfectly clear. And the guard shack maybe blocks only about 10 feet of vision. But as he walks past this guard shack, he just vanishes. And I sit there for another minute or so, just looking, waiting for him, you know, to pop out on the other side or something. and he never does. And I even kind of took a lap around the building going towards the security shack to look again, and he was gone. It was like there wasn't even a trace of him. And I know it wasn't any kind of trick or illusion, because at least three or four other men other than myself, you know, saw it too. And I just have no idea what it could have been, but I've done research on, you know, paranormal entities, and I know that Southwest Pennsylvania and parts of Ohio are kind of hot spots for possible extraterrestrial encounters and activity. And Pennsylvania also isn't too far off from where sightings of the Grinning Man phenomenon have occurred. The only thing that rules out the Grinning Man for me, though, is that you couldn't see the grin itself, unless he was trying to disguise himself even more, or maybe he was interdimensional and kind of just flipped in and out for a minute. I don't know, but the thing was really off-putting. All of us were weirded out by it, and I even had this kind of sense of dread in the pit of my stomach just looking at this guy. Like, I had the feeling that whatever this guy was, he wasn't supposed to be here. That's my story. Thank you so much for the podcast. I love and enjoy listening to it, and I hope everyone stays spooky out there.
Thank you, Brandon. Whatever it was, it certainly was weird. And I'm sure details like this are enough for someone out there to put two and two together. Maybe it was someone filming a video, a TikTok prank of some sort, perhaps, or someone overdoing it with COVID protocol. But Brandon is right. A lot of these characteristics do mesh with the past reports of an entity called the Grinning Man. And Brandon is also right in that sightings of this entity near Elizabeth, New Jersey, and infamously near Mineral Wells, West Virginia, the Indrid Cold Run-In, are very well known. So is it possible that this entity made a stop in the Keystone State as well? But like I said, I bet someone out there has more information on this experience, a different perspective, perhaps. And I'll wait with bated breath until that person or entity reaches out to us. Until then, thank you again, Brandon, for that mind-boggling tale. And folks, that's the end of tonight's presentation. I want to thank each of tonight's callers once more. And I'd also like to thank you, dear listener, for keeping me company here tonight. Sure is nice when you swing by. Now, Monsters Among Us podcast is written and produced by me, Derek Hayes. Copyright Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes, Delaney Bowers, and Connor Ryan. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Give us a like and follow on our social media accounts. Join us in Discord. Give us a like and follow on YouTube, and leave us a rate and review wherever that sort of thing is possible. Don't forget, you can catch the show every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern on the UnX Digital Network. Just visit unxnetwork.com to tune in. And finally, tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. Now go watch our movie. Go to BoregoTriangle.com to tune in. And join us in the beyond for ad-free content and days worth of bonus material. Visit MonstersAmongUsPodcast.com and click the Patreon tab to join. And before I duck out of here tonight, and speaking of the state of Pennsylvania, for those of you located in or around the fine town of Erie, Pennsylvania, our friend Erie Eric and his wife Carrie are hosting the 5th annual Krampus Nacht Erie event on December 6th, 2025. I'll put all the info down in the show notes if you want to check it out. It looks like a ton of fun. So go get whacked in the back with a stick by some Krampuses and tell Eric and Carrie that we sent you. All right, folks, that's it for this one. But I'll catch you back here on Thursday with a brand new installment. Until then, you keep it spooky. And have yourselves a good night.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.